So I just presented two appeals to nature arguments. And in fact, there are actually a bunch of variations on the nature argument for eating meat. I would say it's actually the most popular one. And I'm not going to go through all the others, any more specific ones, but I do want to talk about what they all really amount to. And they're basically one of two claims being made. Either the argument amounts to saying that we eat animals as a statement of natural fact that doesn't even require any further discussion, or the claim is that the underlying argument is that eating animals is necessary for our health. So for the first claim, this is a form of naturalistic fallacy that I've been talking about. Deriving our morals from nature and might makes right and survival of the fittest, it's all just plain horrible. You've just justified prejudice, theft, rape, murder, you name it, which is all natural too. It's the exact barbarism we're trying to evolve away from with the move to a more civilized society. For the second health claim, it's factually incorrect, as the research is clear that proper plant-based eating is healthy for all stages of life, and it's animal eating that is associated with many human diseases. But the point I want to make for this claim, because a lot of people still believe it to be true, and usually, you know, like a lot of times, I don't know if you've ever argued with anyone about it, like they'll point to some health study and you'll have a whole bunch more and nobody will just believe each other, right? So that's what we run into. So what I wanted to do because of that is I wanted to assume that they're correct. You know, hypothetically assume for a second that they're correct. Let's assume that it's true. So what I want to argue is that their claim is still, the argument of the claim is still going to be incorrect. And that's because morality doesn't disappear. So let me talk about that. So the argument of the claim is that evolution has basically made our bodies in a way where, in effect, it has a gun to our heads to eat animals. We need to eat animals or else we're going to get sick or die. And again, factually not true, but let's hypothetically assume it was for a second. So here's the thing. Morality doesn't disappear. So let me give you an analogy. Let's say I have a gun to your head and I'm forcing you to commit a crime. But I don't tell you what crime. I just say you have to commit a crime. It could be any crime. So do you choose A and jaywalk or something else very tiny? Or do you choose B and commit armed robbery or something even worse? Are those two choices equal? Are you morally obligated to choose A over B? Now, I'm hoping everyone would easily agree that even if a gun were to your head, you still have the moral obligation to choose A over B. And the reason for that is the principle of minimization of harm. Morality doesn't just disappear because you couldn't commit no crime at all or couldn't do no harm at all. And so in the case of eating animals, even if the hypothetical that we needed to eat animals to survive or thrive was true, morality wouldn't go out the window. So we'd be concerned about many things. For example, what's the minimum amount of animals we need to eat to survive? There's no gun to our head to eat more than that amount. How about, can you get what you need from the least sentient animals, like bivalves? If you can, there's no gun to our head to eat fishes, birds, and mammals. How about things like fur, leather, circuses, zoos? We certainly don't need those things to survive. Shouldn't we immediately agree to stop supporting those? Similarly, why is eating animals often a centerpiece of our holiday meals? There's no gun to our head to do that. And should we really be celebrating something that we wished we didn't have to do, but are only doing because we need to do it to survive? And finally, as a society, shouldn't we prioritize scientific research to get us out of this situation, to do the equivalent of a mission to the moon or for finding ethical alternatives of plant meat and or lab meat? In other words, to get the gun away from our head. Of course, we don't see that in society, do we? No one making this argument ever presents any knowledge of the bare scientific minimum animals we need to eat to survive and sticks to that. No. The person making the argument acts like morality has magically disappeared. Eat as much animals as you want, from whatever animals you're accustomed, celebrate it, feel free to support exploiting and killing animals for non-essential purposes too. And there's no need to support any change to get us out of this situation in the future. Morality has completely disappeared. Magic, poof. Even though one side of our mouth agreed that animals have moral status, we've magically figured out a way to act as if they don't have any moral status after all. So it's clear that the people who are arguing this, they're just trying to rationalize the status quo, no matter how illogical they are in the process. All right, so let's move on to another rationalization. So another argument that some people make is to say that plant farming kills animals too. And their hope is to basically muddy the water and say, you're a killer, I'm a killer, we're all killers, so who cares? Now this argument falls apart for a number of reasons. For one, the vast majority of plants are grown to feed animals. So whatever plant farming deaths there are greatly magnified for eating animals. And of course, vegans would demand that plant farming practices change to try to minimize and prevent any such plant farming deaths altogether. But the point I want to focus on here, and I want to add for this topic, is that there's a complete difference between unintentional deaths and premeditated slaughter. So the person trying to equate the two is treating non-human animals as if they have no moral status, and they're just resources to manage. So for example, just think about what this type of argument would amount to in a human context. They're literally making a Thanos from the Avengers movies type argument, you know, where Thanos pushes his plan to murder half the people in the universe because he thinks there's not enough resources to go around, and he thinks he's the noble one. So while we should present any scientific calculations showing that plant farming produces fewer deaths, which it does, we shouldn't be conceding this line of argumentation in the first place. And an analogy in the human setting would be something like an employer who's intentionally enslaving workers and finally killing them at the end of their usefulness. And then the employer argues, well, it actually works out to be less than accidental deaths at a regular non-slave workplace. So yeah, even if those numbers were true, you know, something a lot deeper is wrong with the mindset here. And so just by the way, this is the graph that estimates number of animals killed, with the bottom three being plant foods and obviously much, much smaller than the animal products. All right, so now let's get to the classic, what about plants? They're alive too. Every living thing eats other living things. So we've now already laid out all the key points that are relevant to fully answer this argument. Namely, one, there's a difference between being biologically alive and sentience. Plants are biologically alive and may respond to some stimuli, but still all the relevant science is that they're not sentient. Two, animals eat plants, and it takes way more plants to feed an animal that we then kill and eat than eating plants directly. I mean, basic physics should even make that clear, because most of the energy gets wasted at each stage from animals eating plants to then humans eating animals. And again, animals are eating plants. They're not getting their energy directly from sunlight. And three, when we can't get out of harming completely, we're still in a position where a minimization of harm principle is in effect. So even if plants were sentient, which they're not, we should still eat fewer plants directly rather than eat higher sentient animals with the many more plants that they consume. But one final thing I want to mention on this topic is that it's quite interesting how the people arguing against animal rights go from one extreme to the other. So if you remember, earlier they were desperately wanting to set humans apart from all the other animals. But now they're saying all biological life is the same. And they're not realizing what that really implies. Because not only does that imply that plants are the same as animals, but it means that bacteria, which is also biologically alive, are the same as plants, are the same as animals, are the same as humans. It's all biological life. Might as well be a cannibal. And I don't know if people follow Vegan Sidekick, but he draws great vegan comics, and he has a good one that sums it all up. So in the first panel, says, plants have feelings. I love plants so much. So what I do is take a bunch of plants, way more than I'd ever eat. Then I kill them and feed them to an animal. I also love animals. After a few months of killing plants, I then kill the animal. Then I eat the corpse with some plants. So one comic that kind of covers the full range of illogic.